It says in Psalm 72, 18, now I don't know how that says it in your text, but I'm going to read it. It says, blessed be the Lord. Is that what it says?
Yes.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. It says in verse 19, and blessed be his, what?
Glorious
what?
Name.
For how long?
Forever.
Forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his what?
Glory.
The only way you're going to be filled with his glory, you've got to be filled with his name. You're getting filled with his glory because his name is a glorious name. And the works that he do, they're glorious work. They're wonderful works. He said, bless and bless be his glorious name forever. There's no end to the glory of his name. It just didn't end right there with David, but that it was began before David was ever thought of.
Amen.
Blessed be his glorious name forever.
Amen.
His name is a memorial unto him.
Amen.
He's going to look back 10,000 billion years, and it's still going to be your way.
Amen.
He's going to look back 100 trillion years, and it'll still be your way.
Amen.
Messiah's name in the kingdom may not be your shoe of the salvation, but it's still going to be the glory of your way. Just like you don't know your name. Messiah is going to have a new name. Yahweh's name is a memorial unto him. And it's going to stand. That's why Messiah was made flesh. The Word was made flesh. And if you search the Scriptures, you will see that word made is something like 5,000 times in there. He made the earth. He made the heavens. And the Word was made flesh. The same Word that made the heavens made that flesh. And he came in the glory of Almighty Yahweh. To bring emphasis to his name. For his credit had been given unto Moloch and the Baal and to Molcom and every kind of god. Ashtaroth. His credit had been given unto all that. The minds of the folks were blind and dark. They were heathens. They didn't know who they were praising or worshiping. That's why you got all kinds of quote gods today. You got the apostolic, the first apostolic, you got the Methodist, the Pentecostal, you got the black god, the white god, the Mexican god. And don't any of their gods agree? There's only one. There's only one. There's only one. And his name is Yahweh. Yahweh. I don't care what your vernacular says and what language you're in. It's still Yahweh. You can be from China. It's still Yahweh. You can be from Russia. It's still Yahweh. Yah. Doesn't change. Doesn't change. Brother Allen was looking last night. We were there. He was looking at all those classical names. Brahm, Beethoven. They haven't changed for hundreds of years. And they will never change. The names are forever memorialized. He said, I can't pronounce that one. I said, Tchaikovsky.
Amen.
It hasn't changed.
No.
Hasn't changed.
Amen.
And so has the Father's name. He said, bless me his name forever.
Amen.
He means what he says.
Amen.
And I won't take a thing back, Father.
Amen.
For no one.
Glory.
Glory. Turn quickly to Malachi, chapter 2, verse 2. This is the message to his priest now. Malachi chapter 2 and verse 2. Malachi chapter 2 verse 2. He says, if ye will not hear, and if ye will not lay to heart, you don't put it in your heart, to give glory to what?
My name.
Unto what?
My name.
And that word my, it shows possession there. He said, you and I give glory to my name, saith the Lord of hosts. Now, what is the Lord of hosts' name?
Amen.
Tell me, is that his name, Lord of hosts?
No, no,
what is the Lord of hosts' name? He has a name. He said, I will even send curse upon you. And there are those that are cursed and don't even realize they're cursed.
Amen.
He said, I will even send a curse upon you, and I will curse your blessing. Yea, I have cursed them already because you will not lay it to heart. What did he tell them to lay at heart? To give glory to his name.
Amen.
You sit here, some of you all, and you hear the name of Yahweh profoundly uttered. And you will not give glory and honor to his name.
Amen.
He said, I will curse you.
Amen.
He means what he says.
Amen.
He means what he says. He's not talking. He's not tongue twisted.
No.
He said, I will even curse your blessings. How is that curse?
Yes.
You mean you're full? And he's going to curse that? Well, it's not going to produce anything.
Amen.
Amen. He means what he says. He doesn't have the wince on his words for you and me. He means what he says. And that's why he rewards all of his servants the same. Eternal life.
Amen.
And this is eternal life, that you believe on Yahweh, the Father, and the one that He has sent. Now, you can't believe on just the one He sent and not believe on Him and have eternal life. And doctrines today have not taught us that, and that's the truth. They have not taught us that. And so you're always preparing the people for great inferno. We're going to give glory to that name, even in the fire. You can't be out there like the prophets of Baal, talking about God, come, God, God. Elijah said, call on your God. And he said, Yahweh. And the fire. You can't be like that. You got to know for certain. Well, the name doesn't mean anything. It doesn't. Then what about the name of Jesus? That shouldn't mean anything then. You shouldn't get perturbed behind that. You're a liar. The name means everything. Sister Roberts will not go to bed tonight with a man named Jimmy or James or Willie. His name is David. That's his name. And she may have other little names she may call me. Big Tex or Big Boy or whatever. But she knows it's David. Sister Ray will not go to bed with a man named Jimmy Smith. His name will be Ray Robinson. Sister Dean will not go to bed with a man named Elder Abu Akwa. No, she won't. His name will be Elder Cliff Martin. Sister Honeycutt won't go to bed with no man named Shahid. Shahid Jahid. His name will be Benny Honeycutt. She gets in there with Shahid Jahid. Something gets wrong. And she ain't getting in this place with Shahid Jahid. It's going to be Benny Honeycutt. We've gotten into bed with all kinds of strange gods. Now, he's our husband, man. He takes care of us. He wants us to know him. And once you realize how he takes care of you, you will give glory to his name. You say, man, you say, you're so good to me. Come on, husbands and wives. And at that time, you will say to your wife, honey, you're so good to me. I don't care what kind of difficulties you've had in life. And at times, he's been good to you. You say to your husband, honey, you've been good to me. You say to your wife, you're so good to me, honey. If that's not the case, don't fall sick then. You're telling me he's been good to you. You're so nice to me. You rub my feet. They hurt, honey. You're so nice to me. You tell him that. You tell him that you're so good to me your way. And then, Sister Dean, even though it hurt, pains and hurt, I don't care what her and Elder Martin, Sister Robert, I've been through. She falls there. He's down on his bed. She's doing those things for her. He won't say, honey. He said, Sister Dean, I love you. You're good to me. Sister Horn, when he found your horn, he didn't, Sister Libby, he knew that Libby, the way he said it then, it wasn't like that, Libby! It was something to that. And I love you, Libby. Sure was. Sure was. Sure was. That's how the Father wants to talk to him. I love you, Yahweh. I bless you. Your name is wonderful. Psalms 86. Let me read this first. Isaiah chapter 24, verse 13 through verse 15. Isaiah chapter 24. Isaiah 24. It says, when thus it shall be in the midst of the land amongst the people, Isaiah 24:13. When thus it shall be in the midst of the land amongst the people, there shall be as the shaking of an olive tree, and as the gleaning of grapes when the vintage is done, is ripe and ready. They shall lift up their voice, and they shall sing for the majesty of who? Say it like this. You got say it like it says, for the majesty of who?
Lord.
Of the Lord. And they shall cry aloud from the sea. He says in verse 15, it says what? Read it for me. Wherefore glorify ye the Lord in the fire, even what?
Amen.
Even what?
Amen.
Even what?
Amen.
That's why I read it like that. Wherefore glorify ye Yahweh in the fire, even the name of Yahweh, Elohim, of Israel in the isles of the sea.
Amen.
Wherefore glorify ye the Lord in the fire, five trials. Come on, honey, you can't glorify him now. You're not going to glorify him in no trials. He got our number. He knows what we need. In every aisle of promise, he glorified him. In that place where you think you're longer and nobody with you, you're going to glorify his name. He knows what he wants. You can't tell him what he wants. You got to give him what he commands. When you do that, it shows a love toward him. You don't give him what he commands, you don't love him. I don't give a nigger what the rat's done, what you say. You don't do what Scripture says, you're a liar. You have your father, the devil, and the truth is not in you. You're birthed of the power of hell. I don't care who you are. Sister Roberts, you, any of you. You're birthed of the power of hell. He meant what he says. Wherefore glorify ye the Lord in the fire. Wherefore glorify Yahweh in the fire. In the fire of trials, tribulations. Even the name now. You thank him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. For that name of Yahweh is glorious. Then he said, even as you glorify him. Now get the name in there too. He means what he says. He ain't skipping on nothing when it comes to him. His name is going to be glorified. If you don't do it, when they began to cry, hell, blessed is he that cometh in the name of Almighty Yahweh. The Pharisees said, hold them back. Messiah said, if you all hold them back, then the rocks are going to cry out. So don't hold them back. So you folks that hold back the rocks are going to cry out. I'm a rock. I had a stony heart. I'm stony. Yeah, I'm going to cry out. He said, don't hold them back. Hey. He said, if you hold them back, he said, the rocks are going to cry out. That's what he said. You hold them back, the rocks are going to cry out. So if you hold them back, the rocks are going to cry glory to you all. He's going to cause the stones out there to lift his name up. Sure they are. Glorify Yahweh in the fire. Even now, that word even, that means there's parity there. When two men are even, they're even. Even now, the same as you glorify the Father, you must glorify the name of this one. Now, if you're not of Israel, you won't glorify him. You won't glorify him. If you're not of Israel, you will not glorify Yahweh. You will glorify Baal, your flesh. Now, look what David says in Psalms 86. Verse 8. Psalms 86. I would have begun reading at verse 8 down to verse 12. 13. David cries. Listen to the truth. Psalms 86 verse 8. He says, among the gods. Now who is David talking to? If we say that his name is capital G-O-D, how is that spelled? Is that a lowercase? Lowercase? Huh? These perverts tell me, we know we use capital G. How do you know you're using capital G when you say the word God?
Amen.
Huh?
That's right.
How does a heathen know that?
Amen.
Now, did not David write this out of this?
Yeah.
That's why I'm reading it just like that, all right?
Amen.
For your good.
Amen.
Okay, look what he says. He said, among the gods, there is what? None like unto thee. He says, O Lord, neither are there any works like your works, like thy works. Somewhere we got to know his works.
Amen.
David said, among the gods. So there must be gods.
Amen.
We're an ignorant generation.
Amen.
We're so traditionalized. I'm telling you, you're going to go to hell. I'm telling you, saints.
Amen.
Every last one of you. That's what David said. That's what Scripture says. Now, you can write that and read it any way you want to. That's what Scripture says. It says, among the gods. And it's not spelled with a higher case, or the capital, it's spelled with the lower case. G-O-D-S.
Amen.
Is that not what it says, elder? Do you have a college degree? And can you read, sir? And it says, does that say lowercase G-O-D? Thank you. So you can spell God with a capital G or small g. It still means the same thing. Now, your ignorance will not allow you to look it up in dictionaries or do the research because of your pride.
Amen.
He said, among the gods. I want to read it. The word is in that text.
Amen.
I know what words. I got the same text here, but I know what words to add there.
Amen.
He said, among the gods, there is none like thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works.
Amen.
Verse 9. He did not say some, but he said, O nations whom thou hast made shall come before thee, O Lord God, and shall what? Said. Glorify thy name. Did he not say that?
Amen.
What is his name then?
Amen.
Is his name Lord? Or is it God?
No,
David said, amongst the gods, there's none like you. Among the Elohim, there's none like you. Huh? Now, what is the name of this one? That his works are so different than the other ones. Tell me. Tell me. For his name is glorious. Nor the name like that name. It's a memoria. Name you can trust in. Now, I'm not going to trust in the Lord. I'm going to trust in your way. I will trust in your way. I will trust in your way. I will trust in your way. Until I die, I'm going to trust him. And I'm grateful for what he's doing in me. He's breaking down every tradition. Everything that has bound me over the years, I'm glad that your way. Through all the years, he never allowed traditions and certain things to bind me that I cannot move in the liberty of his truth. He never brought me up in any kind of religious setting. When I was sad to go to college, saving my monies, when I just said I was a nickel, because I was going to college. That's what I was doing. I was saving my money to go to college. I knew he had called me. And I forget how vividly how the Father spoke to my heart. He did not want me to go nowhere like that. And I can see now. Because all these young men that were men that had callings on their lives, they've become so traditionalized and they're set in this ritual way that they can't, they won't honor the Shabbat. They won't keep the laws of Yahweh. Which one of them are least important? Which one? They're all the same. Every word he speaks is pure. And if we as servants, we take refuge in him. Why would we take refuge in his name? You take old Abner when you hear the name of Dale. He knows what mama called him. He takes refuge in that name. He knows that. He identifies with it. He knows that. Yes, sir. Say what you. He knows there's comfort there. He knows there's a hug there. He knows there's a bike there. He knows there's a scat there. He knows the warts are there. He knows the basketball is there. In that name. Everything. Sure it is. Sure it is. So you just say Dale. His whole countenance. The expression, yes, it does. That's who it ought to be with us. You hear that name. It's, there ain't no name like that one. That's the truth. And all nations shall come and worship thee, O sovereign, your way. And they shall and shall glorify to honor. That's what glorify is. To elevate his name above all things. Above every celestial body shall glorify thy. And that word thy is simply an archaic word. That's all it is. It is an archaic. It is to mean to identify possession or possessor. That's what the word thy is. It is archaic. It is an archaic word. And they shall glorify thy. It shows the possession of whom? What is thy name? What is thy name? That's David Lee. That is thy name. That's Randy Horn. Thy name. And they shall glorify thy name. Why? For thou art great and doest wonderful things. For thou art, look what he says now. You tell me, he said, for thou art God alone. But yet he said, there are many gods. Among the gods, there's none like you. For thou art Yahweh alone. He is Elohim alone. Nothing else. He says in verse 11, David said, teach me thy way, O Lord. And read that for your experience. I understand. Understanding is like a wellspring of life. The man that is wise, he'll draw from that spring. Do you know everything preacher knows, sir? That's why my heart rejoices with brethren and saints that do know things and understand them that I don't know. And I bless you always for that. He said, teach me thy way, O Lord. There's only one way. He said, and I will walk in thy truth. And he said, unite my heart to what?
Fear
what?
Fear
thy name? Folks say, God, they said, Lord, hell, they. That's the truth. You don't fear his name. So when you fear his name, you will reverence it. That's the truth. You know what they say when you go to court? Any of y'all have been in the courthouse? Before the judge walks in, the bailiff see the judge walking in, and they would say, all rise, all rise. Everybody must get up. Do they not get up? You sit there. Now you may be a cripple, may not. You're going to get up.
Amen.
All rise, all rise. Amen. For the Honorable Judge David Smith Jonathan Willie Graham, they pronounce the judge's name.
Amen.
No, they don't just say Judge Smith. No, they pronounce the judge's name.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
All rise for the Honorable Judge. Rivonda McDowell is coming into the courtroom. Everybody rise.
Amen.
Everybody rise now. Yeah, you get up. Then no judge comes up there, and that judge knows he or she has power.
Amen.
Looks, sits down. Then after the judge sits, you sit down. But you must rise.
Amen.
And so when the man goes before the judge for begging for lenience, he addressed the honorable judge.
Amen.
Sure he does.
Amen.
Sure he does.
Amen.
And he knows who the judge is too.
Amen.
He knows that. And yet we don't know our judge. What is that? Shame. That's why there's not the perfection that Yahweh intends to be in his house. So he's going to do his old things, and he's going to do a quick work.
Amen.
Scripture says he's going to finish it in righteousness.
Amen.
He can't allow the wine to seep out of the vessels.
No.
He's going to purge these vessels.
Amen.
And make them anew. And then he's going to fill them with the wine of his anointing.
Amen.
And he's going to seal them. Even in death, martyrdom, whatever it takes.
Amen.
Trials.
Amen.
He's going to do that. I believe that above all things. I do.
Amen.
David says in verse 12, he said, I will praise thee, listen now, I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with what? All my heart. And I will what? Read that again, please. I will what? I will glorify thy name, how much? Forever. Forevermore. I will glorify thy name. You will honor his name. You will esteem his name. You will make it known, saints. You can get by. You can be an ignorant man, an unlearned man. You can read that and understand that. It doesn't take a brilliant mind to understand that. It doesn't. That is simple. If you just read it in the semantics of how it is laid out, you will see that he has a name. And he has a name that is glorious. And don't let anyone, you are ashamed of his name, you're a fool.
Amen.
Amen. I don't hold back on his name for no one.
No.
That's just like a woman, she's proud of her husband. I use that expression. I've never used that word. I don't like using it because I don't have pride. A woman gets a husband, she will have a sense of, I will use dignity instead of pride. No, they will be proud. Oh, that's my husband. What's your husband? Oh, his name is Jimmy Lewis. That's my husband. His name is Jonathan Smith. Oh, that's my husband. Oh, they want you to know they got a husband. And the first thing someone's going to ask them, what's his name? That name sounds familiar. I know him. I know him. Did he used to live? You married him? You never heard that before? I mean, hypocrites. We've all heard that. And so they have a spouse. I'm married to him. What's his name? His name is Yahweh. I never heard of him. Where is he from? Oh, he's the supreme one. He's above all. Huh? And I've heard of Bela. Every other name. You say his name is what? His name is Yahweh. And it was revealed unto me by his son. What's his son? And his name is Yahshua HaMashiach, the anointing of Yahweh. I ain't heard of that one either. You've heard of the name Jesus. Oh, yeah, I've heard of him. But that's his name. Sure it is.
Amen.
These hypocrites are full of lies and hypocrisy.
Amen.
That name is not even used in this whorehouse much at all today. It isn't. I was looking at some of the songs we got. They don't even sing. They just sing Lord and God. They don't even use that name. As a matter of fact, the industry said that they want to kind of take that out because they want to have music that is crossover. I want us to sing holy and pure. I was saying, but Yahweh blessed us. We got our license permit to build a little radio station here. And we'll be able to have hours of singing. It'll go out. Not like we'll be. This isn't going to cost money to get the equipment. We got faithful brothers and other brothers that I'm going to contact. And ask them to send me some material and some of their broadcasts. And I put it on for free. Oh, we're not trying to make any money. I just want his name to be exalted. For him to be extolled. And we'll have a night once we get going Thursday night for an hour, just the voice of victory singing. There'll have to be nothing organized. We'll just go in there and sing. It'll run 24 hours a day. It's an FM signal. They just gave us a permit in September. I'm glad Brother Allen looked into that. And so they have given us the permit to start a low-powered radio station, FM. I'm very grateful. You know, I was said unto the fathers, I left prayer this morning, I said, Father, I have no compunction submitted unto any man with vision and ambition for him. I will submit, saints, as I wish you would send a man. I know what can be done, even in the short time we have. I know what can be done and what we could do. I pray, Yahweh, just send any man. I don't care if he's white, black. I don't care about that. Send him. I will submit to the righteous laws of that man. I will. But let him have vision and ambition for the things of righteousness. I will know it. What things we could do. Just in the short time, amen. So we're going to do things on that station. Glory. I believe we get response. We're covering nothing else but this area around here. That's all we intend to do. Just a little work. He says in verse 13, for great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the low as hell. Great is your mercy and your works toward me. For who delivered his soul? For Yahweh did. Has he delivered your soul from the lowest hells? Fall by the Yahweh. He delivered your soul from the lowest hells. You can't even have the word of Yahweh in you unless you receive the testimony of Messiah. And he came to testify of his Father. He didn't come to make no other testimony but of his Father. And he testified of his Father's name. You can't have him without receiving and testifying of the Father's name, because that's what he did. The scripture says in St. John, in John chapter 12. John chapter 12. Glory to Messiah. John chapter 12, look at verse 27. This is Messiah speaking. You understand what is about the eclipse here. He knows that the hour is come for death, for the greatest trial that he should be tried by. He says here in John chapter 12, verse 27, listen closely. He said, now is my soul troubled. Now, that's a profound statement, saints. That's the inward breath that kept him alive. Yahweh breathed the breath of life into man. He became a living soul. And Messiah said, now is my soul, not just my heart, but my soul, is troubled. And look at what he said. This is key right here. Listen, saints. We don't read. We see words, but we don't read them. Look what he says right here. And what shall I say? What do I say? Should this not be me? Is this not what I'm ordained? What shall I say? What should I say? Do I complain? Do I say it ought not to be? What should I say? Father, save me. See what he said? Who he told to save him? Who he told to save him? Who? Who? He said, Father, save me from that spirit, that warning. He said, save me from this hour. And look what he says. But for this cause, came I unto this hour. For what? Father, do what? Do what? Say it again. He said, what? Father. He said, glorify your name. He had to bring glory back to the Father's name. Amen. Scripture so simple. From Genesis to Revelation, it all teaches that. He said, Father, glorify thy name. Amen. That's what he said. Father, glorify. That's all right by me. Amen. He came to this hour. The Father, he didn't say, Father, make your power known. He did not say, Father, let the heavens open. He just said, Father, glorify thy name. Name, not to authority, a power. He meant what he said. Amen. Then there came a voice from heaven saying, he said, what? I have what? And what? Again, if he glorified it, then why does he need to glorify it again? He said, I have both glorified it. I have. And I will glorify it again. That was for the now. He had glorified it in the time of Moses too. And he glorified it again in Messiah. That same scripture is applicable for us. He glorified the Messiah. And he's going to glorify it again in Messiah, the body. We are the anointed of Yahweh, aren't we? Of all the things he told the Father to do, he told him to glorify his name. Glorify your name, Father. Glorify your name. Of all the other things he could have requested, he said, glorify your name. Because he came to that hour that the Father's name be glorified. That he would be resurrected in the Father's name. He had to be resurrected in that name. He had to get up. You that are dead, you're going to hear the name of the Father. Even those that died in ignorance. But they died with a pure heart. Sincere. That's why I believe Yahweh, he moved some out. He'd take men out. Sure he did. He's coming to an hour whereby he's going to put us in a kiln of fire. And he's going to heat it up like he did the Hebrew boys. Don't you know that they were not the only Hebrews that came out of that captivity when Babylon brought them in? There were many. But it was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Those were the three. And they had something the rest of them didn't have. So we must have some Shadrachs today. Some Meshachs. Some Abednegos. That's going to stand for Almighty Yahweh. And so even those that he knew that were sincere, those that were of the house of Israel, he did not put them in the burden or bear the burden upon them. No, he didn't. Even those apostles, as they went out, they began to do mighty things in his name. They knew that the demons were subject, the power was fled. Messiah, when they came back, he said, "Now, don't rejoice in that. So you rejoice that your names are written."
Amen.
Written.
Yes.
Written. And you always say, "Want to be written in our hearts."
Amen.
My, what a shame. What a shame. I'm not ashamed of him. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Yahshua. For it's the power of Yahweh and the salvation to the Jew, to the Greek, and not only to them, but us 10,000 that have been brought in by the saving grace of Almighty Yahweh. The scripture says, "The people therefore that stood by hearing it said that it thundered. Others said an angel spake to him. Yahshua answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sake." What sake? To let them know that he did come in the Father's name. He had a name that was not separated from the Father. He did not have a Greek Latin name. His name is not Greek Latin. That's why the Roman Catholicism had done everything in the Greek Latin. Latin. Twist the minds of the folks. They don't know nothing. He doesn't. His name is not an Americanized name. You can't change his name. No more than Jeff will go to Russia and they change his name to Bulzak or Bukowski. His name will still be Jeff. Brother, elder, your brother works in Saudi Arabia. What's his name? James?
John.
And they call him John in Saudi. That's what they call him. They have not changed his name to an Arabic name. It's still John. And Yahweh's name has not changed. He has a name. It's just the law of our traditions that they haven't taught us that. And because we had blind guys leading the blind. It's just by his mercy and grace. He hasn't opened this to everyone's eyes. The scripture says in Romans chapter 15. I want to read this. I have a few more scriptures. Romans 15 verse 7. Stay awake. Keep your eyes and your spirit open. Paul says in Romans chapter 15 verse 7. "Wherefore, receive ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God." That's what he says. Romans 15, verse 7. Verse 8. "Now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made unto the Father." You hear that? Now, Yahshua was, he was a circumcision, he was a minister of circumcision for the truth of Yahweh. To what? Simply to confirm the promises made by the fathers. That's what he was there for. Verse 9. "And that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written. For this cause, I will confess thee among the Gentiles and sing unto what?
Thy name.
That's why David said we will sing unto thy name. That's why Paul said it is written. He didn't write nothing new. And that the Gentiles may glorify Yahweh for his mercy. And it is written, for this cause I confess to thee among the Gentiles and sing unto thy name. And again he saith, rejoice ye Gentiles with his people. And again praise Yahweh, all ye people, and laud him, all ye people. He means what he says. It says that praise the Lord in that text. What do you mean praise Yahweh? And laud him. Invite him, intrigue him, let him know that he's special. And when someone is special, you just don't say, hey wife, or hey this. Elder Crawford, how are you doing? That's how you do that. When you laud someone. But a wife wants to laud the husband and vice versa. It's very easy for the wife to do that. I don't care what you think, wives, it is. They tend to speak with a different voice. Speak a little softer. Soft answer turns away wrath. They tend to talk a little softer. The conversation tends to go another way. So they laud them. They bring them onto this almost hypnosis. They hypnotize. And they turn around, they look, and there's not a nickel in their pockets. Nothing at all. They got everything. And that's the truth. Say what you want to. I want to read some scriptures quickly. I want to read them expeditiously. I'm simply going to go down the list of these. You can write them down. Listen to them. Psalms 29, verse 2. Psalms 29, verse 2. Psalms 29, verse 2. Give unto the Lord, that's what it says, the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. I like to read it like this. Give unto Yahweh the glory due to his name. Worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness. Now, if you give glory, or you give glory due unto his name, now, that's what it says. Give unto Yahweh glory, honor, and esteeming. Due now to his name. To his name. That's what it says, due to his name. You've got to give the glory that's due to his name. And you can't get around that, saints. You must do it. Psalms 34 and 3. Psalms 34 and 3. Oh, magnify Yahweh with me. And let us exalt now his name together. What name do you exalt? You got to exalt his name. And there's a name you must exalt. When you exalt something, you lift it high. That's why Messiah said, if I be lifted up. Yahweh was being lifted up when Messiah was exalted. He said, exalt his name. What name do you exalt? Do you exalt Lord? No, you exalt his name, Yahweh. That's his name. Because when you exalt that, you exalt the Son. Psalm 68, verse 4. Psalm 68, verse 4. This is what the scripture says. You can't deny it for any man. You may do it, but it's to the peril of your own soul. Psalm 68, 4. Sing unto Elohim. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Now that alone ought to let us know there is a his name.
Amen.
It says you are there, but you are and rejoice before him. You can't deny that. You're a heathen if you do. Psalm 72 verse 17. Psalm 72 verse 17. This is simple here. It reads just like this in the text you're reading. His name shall endure forever. Do you see that?
Amen.
His name now shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the what?
Sun.
And men shall be blessed in him, and all nations shall call him blessed. It does not say his glory, but it says his name. His name shall continue forever. It shall endure forever.
Amen.
His name. And his name shall continue as long as the sun.
Yeah.
Psalms 96, verse 2. Psalms 96, verse 2. Sing unto Yahweh, bless His name, show forth His salvation from day to day. And you show forth His salvation by calling upon the name of His Son, Yahshua, for that is His salvation. You saw that in Scripture whereby the name salvation is pronounced, Yahshua. And that is His name. No, it's not something I can conk. It is just a true enunciation, the Hebrew enunciation. And salvation belongeth unto Yahweh. Verse 8 of the same chapter. Give unto the Lord. Give unto Yahweh. Thee now, glory due to His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts. Psalms 99 verse 5. Exalt ye the Lord our God. I like the rendition, exalt ye Yahweh our Elohim. And the scripture says, and worship at His footstool. Why? For He is holy.
Amen.
Look at verse 6. Moses and Aaron among His priests, and Samuel among them that call upon what?
Amen.
They call on His name.
Amen.
And they call upon the Lord, and He answered them. What name did they call upon?
Amen.
They call upon Yahweh.
Amen.
And He answered them. He said, Moses and Aaron and Samuel, they call upon His name. And Yahweh answered them. Psalms 100 verse 4. Psalms 100 verse 4. Now look what He says. Look what He tells you to do. He said, enter into His gate with what?
Thanksgiving.
And into His courts with what?
Praise.
And be thankful unto who?
Him.
And do what?
Bless His name.
Let His name. You know that word bless means to be full of His name. That's what it is. Blessings is His fullness. Let His name be full in the midst of you. Bless His name. He also says in Psalms 105 and verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto Yahweh. It says in Psalms 105 verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. I want to read it that way because there are ears out there that will hear this as this message is broadcast. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Let Him be the Lord, all right? Call upon what? So the Lord must have a name for you to call upon, saints. Now, we can be ignorant all we want to. I really like that. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds amongst the people. So He has to have a name. This Lord must have a name. He has to. And His name is Yahweh. Psalms 111 verse 9 and Psalms 148. I want to read these two last verses. Psalms 111 verse 9. I bless you for this, Father. Look at this thing. Psalms 111 verse 9. This is a beautiful text. All of it is beautiful. But I like this. Every word is glorious to me. Precious. This is Jim. Do I retain it all? No, but I want to hide it in my heart. I don't want to sin against the Father. I want to do right. I don't want to cause His people to sin. That's not my motive. He says in Psalms 111, verse 9, He said, Yahweh sent redemption unto His people. He'll redeem His people. He hath commanded His covenant forever. Why? Holy and what?
Reverence.
That's respectful. Is what? He has a holy, He has a reverence name.
Amen.
It is. That's just like Brother Jeremy. He just won't say Cliff Martin. He knows his name, though. He knows his Cliff. He say Daddy or Papa. He may say Papa when he's upset, but he may say Daddy. If he wants somebody, he say Dad. Come on, Daddy. Holy and reverent is the Father's name. What name is it then if it's a holy name and it's a reverence name? It must be a name. Can't be a title. It's His name. Oh, that's His authority. You are a fool. He means what He says.
Amen.
Psalms 148, verse 13. As we close with this excellent verse here. Amen. When something is excellent, you know what it is, don't you? You know what an excellent thing is? It's a superior thing. When you have an excellent power, you have superiority. That's what it is. It's superior. David says in Psalms 148, verse 13, it says, let them praise the name of the Lord. That's what it says. For his name alone is excellent. What is his name then? Tell me his name. He has a name, and it's Yahweh. Let them praise the name of Yahweh, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven, for his name alone is excellent. His name alone is superior, saints. His name alone is the superior power. His name alone where you find the superior might. His name alone is excellent. His name. And we use that pronoun, his. There's something that is associated with that. His possession. His name alone is excellent. You can't change it. You'll be found taken from this. Then woe to you. If I add, woe unto me. And so Messiah came in his Father's name. And he told even his apostles, he said, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But ye that endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. I've been hated because of that. Those have despised me because of that name. Because I speak his name. They've genuinely hated me, spoken against me. But I give Yahweh the glory. For his name alone is an excellent name. I'd rather have Yahshua than silver and gold. I'd rather have Yahweh than riches untold. I would. So that name alone is excellent. Your friendship was never friendship. Your love was never love. For Yahweh so loved the world, and we've been sinners and wicked. Your love was one of hypocrisy. It was one of dissimulation. It wasn't pure. I stand with truth. I don't care who the man is. I don't care if my wife doesn't stand for it. I will stand for it. I will stand for truth. I don't care if my mother, my granddaddy, I don't care. I will stand for truth. And I don't believe Yahweh is going to allow you young men that sincerely are striving to please him to be taken by some blind delusion of some lying false preacher. Because I wouldn't deal with your sin, first of all. Even in his name, he deals with our sins. That's why it's not an excellent praise to his name. Because of the sins of our hearts. We're still wandering and debating whether that's his name. No, that's his name. Yahweh. And I'm going to sing to his glory. They sang to his name. They sang to the name of the Father and the Lamb. And they didn't have no two different identities to say, sing to. They sang to the same one. That's what they did. This doctrine has twisted our minds and our ways. It's because of traditions. It wasn't that way in the beginning. They all spoke the same thing. They said the same thing. They spoke the same name. They had but one name, and his name is Yahweh. The Son came in his name. I came in the Father's name. That's why the Jews took up stones to stone him. What is your Father? His name is Yahweh. What is your name? Yahshua. I'm the salvation, your deliverance. And I bless the Father for that. You see, I got to redeem time now. I got to catch up. So I don't have time for nothing else. Just move out of my way. And I ain't got no time. If you don't want to go with me, just get on out of my way. I'm going on to glory land. Just get on out of my way. That's where I'm going. In the presence of Yahweh. May he bless you. May he give you strength today. I was going to read this, but I want to. There was an article. You can read it. It says less than half of 1% of the people in this nation. Most of them say, about 97% say that they are Christians. Because they believe in God now. And it says here that less than half of 1% says that they all believe in hell or heaven. Less than half of 1% say they're going to hell. All say they're going to heaven. That's the mindset of this world. It is a corrupt one. It's perverted. And this world is doing a good job doing that. They're indoctrinating your children, your sons, and your daughters with all kinds of filth and trash. Through media, through television, through magazines. Such a proliferation of them. Through the newspapers, through the life section, all that trash. It's one thing when Paul and Peter, when those brothers, when they were in the places where they had curious arts, the people, because they rebuked them and showed them their sins, they would all bring it together. And they would burn that trash. That stuff is curious. Curious about the rich and the famous. I'm not curious about them dogs. A bunch of perverts. Bunch of pedophiles and freaks. Glory. That's what they are. They have no fear of Yahweh in their heart. They don't even know Him. And folks glory in that trash. They'd rather read that than to read Scripture. They would read about some whore, Lopez, land with every man, instead of reading something that would enhance their knowledge on truth. Some Jezebel land with every man in Hollywood and Hollywood, what it is. They'd rather read that trash. They'd rather sit down before some trash like that than to take 20 minutes to see what Yahweh is saying. Don't you know them Jezebels can make folk cry? Oh, she looks so nice, Jenny. Look at him. Effeminate thing. Hands softer than a baby's posterior. No manly qualities about them. Soft looking, punkish looking. Yeah, use that expression. Look like a piece of dried up piece of wood, what they look like. Ain't no life in them. Full of death. Just waiting on the kindling. They're just good kindling for hell. And folks take they take joy in that. They read that trash. Get a parade, they jump to that. You give them something that's going to enhance their understanding about Yahweh's truth. Well, I ain't messing with that. Why? Fools. Man, I know that there are men out there that understand things in a greater and a perfect way better than me. Send them, Father. There are sisters out there that understand things that you don't understand, sisters. It's good to hear them. Lazarus and the rich man. The rich man said, let me go back and tell my brother. He said, no, they have what? The prophets. They don't believe the prophets, they're not going to believe you. You can't believe this, but the preacher, you're not going to believe him. He said, nah, you ain't going to believe them, what they say. That's the truth. So if you worry about the money thing, it was that, boy, I sure would do things differently. I love you, saints. And I mean that. I love you all. I really mean that. But I'm not sad-hearted at all. Not one bit. I'm going to preach it until He consumes me away. And I'd rather be consumed away by preaching it and not to preach it. I really am. I bless you always for that. I really thank Him. I bless Him for what He's put in my soul. It's not anything I've put there because I have no ability to put anything there. It's what He has put in me. And I know Him when He speaks. His sheep, Messiah said, know His voice. And so if I'm a stranger, you wouldn't even follow the things that I preach. His sheep, they know His voice, and a stranger, they will not even follow. I don't speak with a strange voice. I don't speak with a forked tongue. Glory. I speak the truth in Messiah. Bless you all.